Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW in the corner, PJ on the beat. Bourbon nerd mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, paint skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes when you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good times feeling right. Up tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is hump day.
Hump day.
You know, I promised him a recording tonight. Unfortunately, I get us live. Yeah. Then if Tom Black's watching, I don't think he is, but that means it's a pantless night because we are live. Man, what a different world we woke up into today. New York, New York. Maybe no more. I don't know where Broadway's going. College football playoff rankings came out today. You probably didn't even notice that, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, all in on it.
And Halloween's over. It's time to talk about Turkey Day. But it's actually today is Guy Fawkes Day, National Gunpowder Day, and American Football Day. And if Marty knows who Guy Fawkes is, I'm going to give him $100. Don't look it up. Jamie, how are you defeating?
I'm doing excellent, excellent. I love there's a movie about Guy Fawkes, and I love it.
Is he kin to Jamie Foxx?
He is, actually.
Or Michael
Fox,
J.
Jamie Foxx plays him.
Or Red Fox.
Ooh! I'm coming to see you, Elizabeth. we have Wes in studio.
And hey, why there a door in here?
Because Wes,
I told him to move over. I followed instructions.
Yeah. How are you tonight, Wes? How's your hump day?
I am doing okay.
You're back to work after sabbatical. Anybody that uses sabbatical to refer to their time off means they've gone on some emotional journey or psychiatric journey.
I did sell my house. That was a journey.
You've been off that long? It feels like
Yes, I have.
You sold your house 3 months ago.
I stand by this quote that Marty said. If I took 5 weeks off work, I'd quit when I went back.
Yeah. It's like going to a new job.
Yes.
Speaking of new jobs, Gary, he's missed an episode or two. I got door in his.
Yeah.
Who's doing the camera work in here is terrible.
Yeah. Whoever that is.
Somebody moves them around. Oh, wait a minute. That's me. I move stuff around. This is a multi use room kind of sort of. Gary, how's your hump day going?
It is superb. I'm actually feeling awesome today compared to yesterday. Yesterday, I had my allergies and my sinuses really getting to me.
You had the man flu.
I had the man flu, and I was down. I went laid on the couch.
So your poor DNA really showed up yesterday.
It did. It did. My weaknesses came out yesterday. I mean,
survival of the fittest.
I think
you know what it is. It's them aliens. That I-3 Atlas is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Again, he's one of the reasons they have the "don't let a baby drown in a bucket" sign. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I almost drowned in my snot. I guarantee you, I blew out a gallon worth of snot yesterday. It was all clear, but it was just coming.
We only had 3 viewers. We got none.
It was just coming.
How did it go away that quickly? Did you take meth or something?
No.
Did you just get the meth?
It was just clear and it was just running. It was
that's clear.
I probably
got dehydrated. Clear mucus? I don't even remember clear mucus.
Yeah. It's whenever it starts turning green. Whenever it's green, though, it means you have an infection, though. Exactly.
Doctor,
what's my name?
Golly, I mean, Rob.
Damn.
You just don't.
It's because your camera pointed downwards. Don't touch it, though, because I've got to
do a downward facing dog.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm going to fix it. Because the other one, you're looking good.
Downward facing dog.
So, who's Guy Fawkes?
He doesn't.
Do you know who Guy Fawkes is?
That's that dude that goes around different places eating, ain't it?
There we go.
That's Guy Fieri. He said gay folks. That's Guy Ferrari, I think, is what you're thinking of.
Oh, that him?
Fieri. You know about Guy Fiero? Yeah. The little red car that runs.
Ferrari.
No, he got Guy Ferrari.
He blonde hair.
That's Guy Fieri.
Yeah. I don't know what his name is.
Well, you sure said it.
It's Guy Ferrari is what he said. That's what he said. Ferrari. Vroom, vroom.
But he sure stated it like fact. No, Marty, that's Guy Fiero.
Okay,
that's Guy Fabio.
Jamie, would you feel Marty in
color? Do you remember the first line from this point?
Oh, no.
I don't even seen that.
November 5th?
It's not.
Remember November 5th?
No.
So he led the gunpowder revolution.
So is that why it's also National Gunpowder Day?
I didn't know that until you read that out. That's got to be it.
It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. So you ever seen the movie V for... No, you haven't. Never mind.
No, you know.
Yeah, V for Vendetta.
You ever seen V for Stripes?
It had a very...
the mask with the mustache on it. I'm sure you've seen the mask.
That's a Groucho Marco mask.
No. Man, I I'm not winning today.
If I did see it, I probably forgot about it.
The Groucho Marco mask. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Groucho Marx.
Is that one of your Mark? Yeah.
So when you said Groucho Marco, I thought you were trying to make a reference to the mayor of West Memphis. Fortenberry Brothers. I'm not sure what y'all drank before you got here, so but y'all are all over.
You know the mask I'm talking about, though, the Groucho Marx mask? Can you pull a picture of it?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite.
You don't know who Groucho Marx is? Come on, Mark.
So this is why I love baseball.
I remember. I
a manager from baseball got ejected from a game. He goes to the dugout, comes back in the seats with a Groucho Marx mask on in the stands.
This would be a
It was back when he was with the Mets, right?
Yeah, he's sitting there with that on his face in the stands.
That looked like the Jerk. I did see that movie.
Oh, the Jerk, yeah. Where everybody goes cross-eyed.
And this is a Marco McClain.
My favorite Jerk scene is like when the All-Stars leaking the cans.
Well, I thought it was going to be a Marco mask. Hold on. This is what a Marco mask would look like.
Marco.
That's my mayor.
Hey, Marco's making money moves. Hey,
he's a mayor, man. He's leading this.
Did y'all see where Earl Brown's the youngest? They keep saying black mayor, but I think youngest mayor ever.
He's been there for three
years. He's been there for 3 years, Jimmy.
He was elected the other day.
No,
maybe re-elected.
He's applying for re-election.
He went to Nickelodeon.
He's been there for 3 years.
Why
he went to Nickelodeon like 2 years ago.
He's now in trouble for embezzling money.
He just showed up on the news that
he is in trouble for embezzling money. He's been there for 3 years.
I think what you were talking about, not documentary, but something about him.
He went on Oprah right after he got it.
Yeah, because he was the youngest guy ever. And he went to Nickelodeon, too.
I met him right after he got it. Was at a funeral. It was Thomas's funeral.
Yeah, he's not still 18. No,
he could be. Okay. He could be in perpetual state of 18.
So they said he was the youngest black mayor.
So did you look
at, is he also the youngest mayor?
I think he was
the
youngest mayor. Youngest.
But so what'd you do today? Did you go back to 2022 history? What occurred today in 2022?
I did not.
He may have run for re-election, but he's in trouble for they sent him better.
So allegedly,
talked about that. Supposedly, he got reimbursed $28,000 for a weekend trip.
Yeah,
a weekend trip. Trip.
So when I read the article, I was like, oh, they got rid of the guy who's embezzling, folks.
He's got a front man.
No, that's not quite right. That's not how it goes. Now y'all have leaked over to me. I had it. It's been rolling off my tongue for days.
No, we're saying words, which is incorrect. That was the word.
Zoran Mondami.
Oh, Mondani. He does have a cool name, though.
He does have a cool name. And it's like,
it sounds like a villain.
Yeah, Zohan. Like a villa.
The Zohan.
Villain. See, I can't say villa. Villo. I said Villo. He was elected mayor of New York City last night. First openly socialist mayor. Openly Muslim mayor. And he, did y'all see the ballot that they voted on? He was listed twice on the ballot.
How is he listed twice on the ballot?
I'm going to pull up New York City.
He won both of them.
Well, didn't Cuomo run as an independent or something?
Yeah, and he's listed. So this ballot, wait till I show you a picture of it. This is so terrible. Here it is. Let me see if I can get it where y'all can see it, though. Let's see. Probably gonna charge me. So here's the ballot.
Show us this ballot.
Oh gosh, it wants me to pay for it.
I knew it.
I was just about to hit the button too. Hold on, give me a second. It's gonna be.
All right, well, we'll talk since you're gonna tell us too. So this guy is openly socialist.
Yes, yeah. Socialist.
Muslim.
You know what? That don't necessarily bother me as much as him being a socialist.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of hard to.
But there's a lot of irony there too.
And he really
did. Did y'all see John Rocker's comments?
Oh, I didn't know, but I'm sure they're awesome. Yeah. I'm sure they're off the wall.
They're going to outlaw hot dog stands and have camel stands.
That's terrible.
Or no, goat stands. These are goat stands.
Wait till they start.
He said taxis are no longer allowed to have camels.
Wait till they start.
We froze for a second.
No, you're fine.
I know I'm fine.
But have you ever had camel hump? I heard that's really good, though.
I've humped a camel.
Camel hump.
Yeah, camel hump. It's like a very, like I watched somebody cook it one time. It's like a very fatty. Camel hump. It looks good, though. I try it.
I mean, I try anything.
I mean, would you, if you went to New York, they offer you a hot dog or camel hump, which one would you have for the same price? I'd probably try camel hump.
I'm going to hot dog.
What do you fry camel hump? How do you eat camel hump?
I forgot how they did it. I watched it. I think they boiled it for a little bit. And
you just sprinkle some spices on it. And
Here, we'll look it up. If you need anybody out there knows. I finally got it in the way.
It's a delicacy. It may be found in a delicatessen. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
But, yeah. But yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. All right. So this is it. It took me a minute to get to it. I think y'all can see it. Maybe. Let me get that out of the way. You got Zohran Kwame Mamdani up here as Democrat.
Uh-huh.
You got Curtis Sliwa, which as Republican, which everybody says he's the main reason he won. You got Irene Estrada as a conservative. Then the Working Families has also Zohran Kwame Mamdani. The Protect Animals has Curtis Sliwa.
Which is it. There's a Protect Animals party.
I don't know if it's party or what, but Safe and Affordable is Eric Adams. He's Safe and Affordable. I don't know what that means.
He's not authoritative.
These are different Baldwin parties.
Is the Integrity candidate. Then Fight and Deliver was Andrew Cuomo. It should have been Snatch and Grab, shouldn't it? And that would have got trouble for Snatch and Grab.
It should have been Quality of Life.
Quality of Life was Joseph Fernandez.
That's terrible.
Wow. So Cuomo came in second, but it was much harder to find him on the.
Well, Sligo was on there twice.
He was on there twice.
And he's the Republican guy.
He got 17%, I think. A lot of people are saying the only reason Mondami won was because Sligo.
No, because if you look at the votes, I think even took Sliwa and adding to Cuomo, Mamdani still won.
It'd have been close.
It'd been like 51-49.
New York's been a cesspool as long as I can remember.
But no, I wasn't surprised by the outcome. Were any of y'all? No. Some people were like, oh my gosh, look what they. No, well, I saw it coming.
Let's look on the positive side. Isn't this a great social experiment?
We've already done that social experiment.
I know. And it didn't work, but we never tried again. We can try it again.
And the Democrat Party really didn't back him. It was really just.
Oh, but now they are.
Now they are. Because Bernie Sanders and AOC was the ones backing him. And other people were like,
they're calling him the face of the Democratic Party.
Is he the face of it now? I don't know.
He and AOC and Bernie. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
We'll keep
an eye on this. New York, man. Got some good news. Actually, this leads into that other article. Who sent that? Gary sent that one about the that we was listening to before we went on there.
I don't know.
I don't know. I may have. I don't remember sending.
You were the one listening to it.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, yes.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. What?
That was an article. That was a couple of fat people talking.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I was the liberal women.
Yeah. Novo Nordisk has struck a deal that lowered the cost of Ozempic and Wegovy for millions. So they are now, it's not going to cost nearly as much to.
Okay. So, but doesn't these drugs mimic diabetes?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They actually control blood sugar, but then they were, make sure I get this right. It was the Gila monster.
Yeah. They used the venom of a Gila monster.
The way in. But they made it.
Y'all said two different things, and yours was right. He said Gila monster.
I said Gila. That's right. That's how it's spelled.
Some kind of monster.
A lizard.
A lizard.
That's a lizard. That was a cookie monster.
And a lizard.
And it somehow reduces.
What about a tough-acting monster? That's what I got.
It reduces digestion. That's that GLP-1.
Levicil monster.
And it makes you feel fuller longer. And by doing so, it somehow controls your blood sugar.
So I watched the South Park with where Stan Mosh got on. He thought he was doing hard drugs, and he was taking Ozempic, and he thought he was running around with some women doing hard drugs.
Okay, I think I saw that one.
That's funny.
I think I saw that one. All right,
it's good. Quick. You know, it's a good thing they didn't get the venom of the Cookie Monster in you. You may gain a little weight.
You'll end up with some pajamas at Walmart.
Yeah. Man, yeah, those Cookie Monster pajamas are pretty fat around here.
So yeah, if you say, hold up, my wife's putting on her Cookie Monster pajamas, go to Walmart, you already got a picture in your mind.
Yeah, why is it always Cookie Monster? The cheapest ones. That's
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Let me throw on the Cookie Monster pajamas.
Why is not Elmo as famous? Nobody,
you really do see them. Are you?
I see them all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
I'm hoping that nobody in chat has Cookie Monster pajamas.
And pink fur shoes.
Oh, I think you'd be great.
I tried to buy some.
Get your opinion. Does anybody out there have Cookie Monster pajamas?
I mean, who is your favorite Sesame Street character? There you go. We haven't talked about that ever.
Ever.
Ever. If you could have pajamas of what? Oscar. Which one? Oscar the Grouch? Hell of course you would.
Well, now depending on when
you know what I almost said.
Do you mean who is my favorite when I'm watching it or am I my favorite now?
Oh gosh, Wes.
No, that's too deep now. Wes. No,
that's serious. Legitimate question.
How do you even pick a favorite?
Why
now?
Are you still watching it now?
Exactly.
Hey, no,
He was off to the ground more than to do anybody.
He didn't watch it when he's a kid. He's watching it now. That's like,
okay. I like Grover now. Grover's like my favorite now. But then it was like Bert and Ernie. I loved Bert and Ernie when I was a kid.
And,
but now they're really creepy as I've gotten older and realized, you know.
Tickle me, Elmo.
I always enjoyed the Count. He was a pimp.
Oh, he
did like I like the Count.
6-7
Cookie Monster was pretty solid.
Cookie Monster.
Okay.
I also like the Yep, Yep, Yep guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to say this. Sesame Street
is just trash
compared to Muppets.
Muppets was pretty good.
Yeah, Muppets is awesome.
That's some good comedy in there.
Trash.
Was Kermit on both of those?
Kermit.
I thought he did too.
Yeah, Kermit was on, and Peter Piggy was on the host. I like the two old guys on the Muppets.
What's that?
The two old guys that sat there for the
two old men?
Yeah, they're good.
The Swedish Chef, was he on Muppets?
He's on
Muppets. Yeah, he's
Muppets. He's one of my favorites.
Fozzie Bear.
Monster was my favorite.
Fozzie Bear?
Monster.
Who?
Monster, yeah. The one who played the drums.
Yeah.
Fozzie.
No, his name wasn't Monster. What was
No, it wasn't Monster.
There was Monster.
Was it?
Animal.
Animal. That's what it was.
Oh, the 70s chick that was always on there with Animal?
That's
Yeah, it looked like she came right out of Jimi Hendrix video.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, she was like his roadie.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, they were a little more adultish.
Yeah, they were.
Have y'all heard? I know Jamie has because we heard of it just before we got on here, and Gary shared it with us. The fat privilege scale or fat spectrum.
Yes.
Fat spectrum. I'm on all of them.
It categorizes levels of fatness to illustrate how size can affect an individual's experience, with the understanding that more privileged individuals on the spectrum may experience less discrimination than those at the large.
Love this scale.
We have small fat. They can shop at mainstream brands, often find options in straight size stores.
What size is that?
Straight size. What's straight size?
Oh, what I wear.
Is there a crooked size?
Small fat for women's about a 14 to an 18.
What's small fat for guys?
2X, 3X.
It didn't list.
1X and 2X.
Okay, I'm small fat. Small fat.
You are?
Yeah, I wear 1X.
Then you have, the discrimination of small fat may face some weight-related stigma, but is often less severe than larger fat individuals. Then you got mid-fat. They primarily shop at plus-size retailers, often needing to shop online as brick-and-mortar options become limited. They may experience difficulty with some public seating and spaces. They face more institutional discrimination. Oh, I didn't know I was facing
institutional. Memphis is opening a men's plus size clothing
what
store.
What type? I mean, what?
It's called Main Bright.
What is institutional? Like you can't like go to that. School or something?
Yeah, I
set that up too.
So institutional discrimination against fat people.
Mm-hmm. So like
I've had it, y'all.
You can't go like the you can't go to the institution for college.
Pop rocks landed on us.
Clothing, super fat. And Infinity Fat.
Does that mean you're still growing? What
often have difficulty finding clothes that fit, even from plus size brands. I don't have any control of that. Infinity Fat is the largest category and frequently requires custom made clothes.
We're talking about 100 pound people. I mean,
they're frequently excluded from public spaces they face discrimination, including mistreatment and healthcare, public exclusion. And difficulty accessing essential services.
Like, define mistreating in healthcare. That's what I want to know. Like, they walk in and say, hey, please, you got to stop eating.
That little short badge on the LTLC.
The TLC guy. Yeah. What was his name?
He walk in and say, you're fat. And
A straight size person is quite simply someone who is not fat. They do not require plus size clothes.
Is that like large or medium small?
Now I do agree there are some people out there that can't control their weight. Like it exists. There is, but there is some that are choose.
Most people I know that are in small and mediums and larges are trying to get bigger. Most guys I know they're in that small of a size are trying to get bigger.
Do you think some people are overeating to get away from the privilege?
They're trying to run from their privilege.
That's me.
Jamie, I wonder if we should. I was gonna say stand outside the buffet and pick it, but that's where all the large fat people would be.
Man, if only they had Ryan's buffet.
Buffet and pick out.
Big
okay, air conditioner. The Jeffy mid fat, in. Like y'all said, is 2X, 3X, large fat, 4X, 5X, and then infinity fat.
Infinity
fat. Dead fat. They're dead fat.
Dead fat.
Term created by fat activists and somebody in 2008. The term was not intended to have any special size range or limitations and can be used anyone who wishes to reclaim their morbid fat. Okay, there we go.
Death fat.
I prefer dark fat.
Darth fat. Terminal fat. Terminal fat. That's a good existed, one.
But there you go.
There you go.
Now you know something. You guys all learned something today.
So check y'all. Yeah, we learn people make it.
Marty, you need to check your privilege at the door when you walk in here.
Yep. Check your privilege.
Because you're like skinny now.
You're the skinniest, I think.
But she was probably like small fat. Baby fat.
Baby fat.
Baby fat.
This ain't the Spice Girls. You don't give me baby Spice.
That's what I want to be. Since I've been fat since a baby, I'm baby fat.
Baby fat.
Not bye fat. I'm baby fat. I mean, I never went through a skinny phase. That makes me.
That makes
you. I'm going to send them a note and we're adding that to the list. We're adding that to the list.
What about, is there like an always fat? You can be always fat. Is that?
That's privilege speaking. That's so privilege. You're talking from a point of privilege.
I've been small. I've been big.
Was fat.
Can I be like ever changing fat?
Look,
I go up and down.
Pictures of Gary.
You could be amoeba fat.
Fat. Like I just go with my environment. Sort of like a fish in a fishbowl.
The old pictures of Gary where he's my size. Fluid. Hilarious.
No, like a goldfish.
Fat fluid. He goes from different categories.
Fat,
not fluid.
I'm fat fluid. Yeah.
Fat fluid. Where can he
play? Marty's fat footed. Or flat footed.
Okay. That's crazy. All right. Fat we'll get down with this fat list.
There you go with your fat privilege again.
There you go.
Trying to run the show. There you go. My trinket's cutting off. Oh, here we go.
Skinny fat.
How to survive a knife attack. Jamie, how would you go about first surviving a knife attack?
Use my gun.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Let's assume you don't have a pew pew.
A pew pew.
Judo chop.
Yeah.
Didn't Barney teach us how to fight?
So there's three things. If you can get out of the way,
get out of the way.
I think you duck, dodge, dive.
Dive, dip, and dodge.
I can't take class on this every
year. I was fixing to say that's the same class we have.
Yeah.
If you have to, you gotta.
Yeah.
So it says here you can run and get help. Basically,
run.
Let's pretend I have trouble running.
If you can take the initiative, as soon as they pull the knife out, you attack it. You don't wait on them to attack.
If you can dodge a knife, you can dodge a ball.
So I'll do is I start walking to random people attacking them and say, "I was just being taking the initiative."
I thought you had a knife. Make loud noises and throw things. Now I figured that'd be the West approach.
The sound may deflect the knife a certain way, you know?
I
don't know.
You go, grab something and throw it at them.
Throw a chair at them, they might.
Go for the sensitive spots. Where would that be?
The groin.
Anus.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure the knife itself has any sensitive spot.
Go for the knife wielder. Try to take them down. Knock them to the ground. Get them out of there.
You can pacify them.
Hold down a goose them.
Ask them about their extended car's warranty.
Block the knife with your forearm.
Yeah.
Or wrapped just in a coat.
Take a stab somewhere where you don't care about, you know? And then go out. The famous.
Work together. Work together with the people around you.
Well, work. There's.
So where are you at where you can't find a weapon? That's really my question.
Anything can be a weapon.
Here's another one. If people around you are bleeding, apply pressure. Okay, so the guy's coming at you for not. You go first.
Whoa, sir. Apply pressure.
I'm applying pressure. Get out here. Be brave, but not stupid.
Okay.
I disagree. I don't know. Stupid.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can go hand in hand.
Meet aggression with more aggression.
I'm running.
So if
they
came in here, I'm grabbing a bottle.
Look, right now I'm behind Wes.
Ask him a fun riddle.
Well, that's why you stack your worst bottles on the bottom and you.
Look, I got enough metal cups sitting over beside me. I can at least. I'll hit Wes in the back of the head while he's getting stabbed.
Wes would be the first.
Let go of my purse.
And then we're going to say, you know what Gary will do? He'll be like, hold on, I got to apply pressure.
I got to apply pressure. Like, oh, I got to stab. Definitely be like, no, I'll hit you in the back of the head when it's getting.
I got that, baby.
What brought this up anyway?
Oh,
you know, with the high rise of stabbings in England, I mean,
yeah, they banned all those. Now I think they said,
here's the irony.
I think I heard this yesterday, and so it's all the immigrants that are like stabbing people. So they already banned guns. So they had banned like machetes. Now it's okay for the immigrants to carry knives and machetes, but nobody else can. I think it's what I read yesterday.
Huh? How do you hide a machete?
You don't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Or you put it down your pants.
I guess you put it down your pants leg.
You really don't have to hide it. What are they going to do?
So you get, instead of wearing cargo. You just got to get an extension for your cargo pants, you know, for the pants pocket to go all the way down the leg. That's instead really of stop at the hip, at the knee, you know. I'm sure they make those.
I think we talked about this story when it happened. Red Panda. You know, we talked about Red Panda, didn't we?
The movie?
The rapper?
No, the lady that does the unicycle.
Oh, yeah, broke her ankle.
Oh, yeah.
She's back. She performed back at the NBA halftime.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. She's back. Red Panda.
Talking about NBA.
Yeah, I did hear she would visit a scat boat, gave some advice.
As a matter of fact, Tom said Tom liked it. She said it's a really nice lady and...
Did y'all see Tony Allen got arrested the other day for drugs?
I saw that.
I think it happened today or yesterday.
For drugs.
For drugs. Tony Allen. I mean, he was the number one defender. You sort of have to be on the edge to be an awesome defender, you know.
How do you go from Red Panda making a comeback?
Who said NBA? Said NBA.
Speaking of famous people, Jelly Roll. You know, have y'all seen Jelly Roll says he lost weight? I can't be him for Halloween anymore.
It's
really terrible.
He actually owns a Gila Monster, probably.
He get his strength with the sword.
He lost at least about 200 pounds, maybe 300. It's a lot.
Now I got to get down to his size for next year. I won't be infinite fat anymore. Jelly Roll claims he was treated like a criminal in Sydney, Australia when he went into a Louis Vuitton store, wearing a baseball cap backwards and dressed in his trademark sweats.
But he's got your black ones.
How do you not know who Jelly Roll is?
I wouldn't know if he lost all that weight. I wouldn't know him if he walked up here. I hadn't seen him since he lost all his weight. So I wouldn't know
if he tattoos on his face.
Yeah,
He said, "Hey, man, the Louis Vuitton in Sydney legitimately just treated us like we were fitting to come in and rob that place."
I love Jelly Roll.
Are they not used to?
Yeah, I love Jelly Roll, but if you're gonna willingly go with a certain style, you have to accept the consequences come with it. Is that unfair?
I'm sure.
You don't think he's recognizable now that somebody in that store?
So you're gonna tell me somebody in a random Louis Vuitton in Australia?
Yeah, he's there doing concerts.
Okay, that doesn't mean that this lady knows who he is.
I think he's got to change his name. He's false advertising. He's not Jelly Roll now, no more. He's more like Sugar Substitute Roll. Donut hole. Yeah, something like that. It's not Jelly Roll. The jelly's been removed.
Well, jelly is no longer sealed.
So, yeah, I mean.
Look.
He just roll.
If Post Malone walks in a store and gets treated a certain way, he kind of accepts it.
Or he gets jelly.
No, the jelly went away. He's just rolled. Okay.
That makes the roll. The roll's carbohydrates, though. So.
What was that song by Beyonce, Jelly?
The boys bring jelly. Up the jelly to the park. Jelly.
What was it? Okay. You can't handle
that's by Milkshake brings out the boys in the yard.
No,
and that was
Killis.
What is
Killis?
Okay,
my body's too booty. But
you disagree. You don't think buddy. when you choose a certain style that you kind of got to go consequences.
Dare say he was used to being treated that way, and probably thought he was more famous enough now where he wouldn't be.
I mean,
I'm sure he used to be treated.
I'm sure 10 years ago, no, it wouldn't surprise him. And he probably would have considered Rob Place, or 20 years ago anyway. But,
yeah, as Beyonce said, it was, "I don't think you're ready for this jelly." Yes, she said that in songs back with.
I'm more troubled that you know the song.
Yeah, it was back with Destiny's Child. It's because my body too bootylicious for you, babe. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I define the
lyrics. You need to be able to take it off, Gary. Like,
no, I think our reactions to it is just as important.
They are.
West be on his phone watching the video.
Yeah, that's
right. Let's watch the video.
He'd be like it.
Solomon, let's get into it. Is it acceptable to judge people that come into your business and act accordingly?
So I think, yeah.
I mean, why not? It's your livelihood.
Your business.
I mean, if you really didn't know him.
Yeah, you know, it's not like you're walking to Walmart where none of the stuff on the shelf is yours.
Well, you was in the United States.
Yeah, United States.
I mean, here.
I walked in Walmart the other day. They had the underwear locked up. I was quite confused.
Underwear?
The underwear. Underwear and socks.
Where? Which Walmart?
It was, I think that was in J-Town. I think I was in Jonesboro.
In Jonesboro?
It was either Jonesboro or like Paragould. But I went in there.
Louis Vuitton underwear?
No, it was Hanes. It was the X-Temp, though. I like the X-Temp. You know, they're fancy.
You should live with
the fancy. I don't like the cotton.
I'll tell you what. I'll dig these Duluth. Duluth.
The Duluth?
I got some that's like
can't
10
have
years
money,
old.
Can you?
Cannot.
Duluth, they last forever. I mean, I got some like 10 years old.
Even I won't have a hose in the crotch.
I can't say them.
Oh, I'm serious.
I like the M1s. But yeah,
they are a lot.
Are they
like
cotton or are they?
I don't know. I didn't do a.
Are they the moisture wicking?
They're the bare naked ones.
So I don't like. I bought a pair of underwear. I think I told you this. I bought a pair of underwear not too long ago.
I don't think you did.
And not at all. Put them on. You know,
I was surprised.
Deal.
I thought you got a good drinking,
and I was like, I need to go use the restroom.
Oh yeah,
I know. You at least some bitches.
Oh, they didn't have. We did talk.
At interviews, open up and down.
What? Like a mouth.
I was like, I'm gonna piss myself before I get out.
Instead of side to side,
like, I just finally unzipped, just drop everything down.
Instead of a flap, it was like a whale mouth. I guess it was like
then
pulling
I
a krill.
Pair here recently, they don't even have a flap. It looks like it does.
Yeah,
they don't have a flap.
Got pair though.
It's got a faw flap. That's no, crazy.
A faw flap.
A faw flap.
Yep. I'm mad.
Yeah, if it didn't,
you gotta check that.
Yeah, when you're my age, I mean, sometimes you got to go now.
I mean,
so it ain't no.
The urgency does increase with age for sure.
And the stream does it. That's
the stream.
Urgency increases, the stream decreases. Like, I got rusted zippers everywhere.
Oh, I got
rusted zippers. You got too much salt in your diet. Power source for you gotta take out
Crown Royal Whiskey. Have y'all heard about this?
I've heard of Crown Royal.
I've heard of it too.
Crown Royal is moving their bottling from Canada to the United States.
Really? They're no longer a Canadian whiskey?
No, they're doing just enough remaining in Quebec to be considered Canadian. But their primary bottling, they're moving it. Matter of fact, they come in, I think, Monday.
So we have forced their best product to come back. I mean, I don't like it, but what other products?
I like the Crown around myself. I do.
So should Canadians do the same thing to Canada? Like start bottling some of theirs in Canada, and
when it's the bottling plant in Amherstburg, Ontario, will close by February of 2026, and they will be moving to existing facilities in the United States. They're owned by a company called Diageo.
That sounds Canadian.
So, what's the reason they're moving? Is it just cost or
tariffs?
And because cost.
Because Canada sucks.
They said they're improving their supply chain.
Get the barrels.
I would assume that that's the case.
I'm not going to say Canada sucks. We got the Canadian Chris that joins in sometimes.
Leonard's Canadian. So.
But they've also made it very difficult. They said that it's just difficult to do business there. Like, it just, how did they put it, what I heard in the article? It says something about it's just so complex to even just do
convoluted.
Something like that.
Well, if everybody,
when you gotta come here and get less bureaucracy,
they've been doing it for 100 years there, and they've just added on so much. Yeah, it's pretty.
Hey, you're not my buddy, guy.
Hey. Who you calling buddy, pal?
No, his friend.
Friend.
You're not my guy, friend.
Not my
guy, friend.
Yeah, you're not my guy, friend.
Guy.
You don't want to take an animated movie quote?
Oh,
Or a quiz.
Yeah.
I like anime movies.
Here we go.
Yes, I do. I'm ready for this.
How hilarious. I mean, the first one comes up. He has no idea.
Oh, there's no picture. I thought
there was. Oh, I need pictures.
I've been training 48 years for this show.
Yeah, I thought these were pictures.
It's going to pop up. What's like? I have no idea.
Quotes. We can do
quotes. Anime movie quotes. Okay.
Okay. That may be
all right. This one's just a way super easy. Ohana means family. Family means no one gets left behind.
I don't know what
I already know. It's Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch, what I'm guessing. Oh, yeah. Your daughter loves Lilo and Stitch.
That's Lilo and Stitch.
I love alcohol. I mean, she knows about alcohol.
You like jazz. Is that Flushed Away, a Goofy movie, Madagascar, or a B movie? would get some Madagascar.
What'd you say?
Blushed Away, a Goofy movie, Madagascar.
I'm gonna go.
What's the quote?
You like jazz?
You like jazz.
I'm gonna go,
right, go with it again.
I think Madagascar.
I said Blushed.
It's probably Madagascar.
All right, three. Nope, B movie. We was all wrong.
I've seen B movie.
Here we go. Look inside yourself. You are more than what you've become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
Lion King.
Lion King.
Circle of life.
Circle of life.
I'm gonna look for different one pictures.
I like pictures. Yeah, I'm a visual guy. You know,
but I'll find something.
That's what I tell my wife. I'm visual.
You're a visual learner.
I'm a visual learner.
I've yet to see the new Lion King.
I haven't seen anything since the first one.
The prequel?
No. I'm talking about the live action.
Oh, the live action is awesome. There's another one, though. Lion King 2 or something like that, right? Where
there's the Lion King 1.5. There's the Lion King Simba's Pride.
I did see the live version where the tiger ate a comedian or a magician.
Oh, what's her face?
We're going to do word clues. Stephen King's movies. Okay. All right, here we go.
So, let me say this before we get started.
Oh, I like
it. Anybody seen that he's bringing out the Richard Bachman collection?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that.
That's some of his best stuff.
It was when he was high. He was at his high.
So, do you know what picture clues are?
What's picture?
You have to take these
and make out
and figure out what this is. A Stephen King movie. This one should be easy. Right there it is, the bottom of the screen.
It.
I
would say, that's correct. All right, what's next here?
Backpack Brain.
The vampire movie.
It's a cross.
Yeah.
Pet Cemetery, Carrie, The Shining, or The Mist?
Carrie.
Yeah, it's got the blood.
Yeah,
what's
the
brain. What's up?
The brain, because, you know, kid, psychotic power.
Was it the brain, Carrie? Yeah, I mean, Carrie. She has psychic powers. Oh,
that
powers.
Got it, Carrie. Yeah. That's it. All right, there it is, Carrie.
That was the blood a scary game, movie. Shining. I didn't even have to see that one.
Pet Cemetery. This might be easier than I thought.
This is easy.
Doctor in the House. Razor House.
Cell, the Dark Tower.
Doctor Sleep?
Misery. No.
The only one I saw was The Cell, and that's, I don't think.
Doctor Sleep, I guess. I don't know.
We're wrong. It's Misery.
How's that Misery?
I know she broke his leg.
That's a hammer.
The right leg.
All right.
Running Man.
Yeah.
It's a long walk.
Hold on. And a question mark.
It's a long walk. It's a long walk.
Time. I guess it's a long walk. I'm gonna go with that. I don't think it's the Green Mile.
It's a long walk. There we go.
My favorite one. That's my favorite book of his.
I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
The movie just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Shawshank.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Shawshank.
Which is amazing.
Cujo.
I don't know how many left.
They keep showing The Mist. I hate that movie.
I like it.
Is this Children of the Corn right here?
Children of the Corn. Yep.
Marty got that one. He actually saw that one in 1984. Green Mile, I bet you.
Hold on. Law Chains.
The Dark Tower? And
Cross? I don't think that's the Green Mile.
I'm going to say Green Mile, too.
I don't think that's it.
Because you're kind of religious.
I see where you get Green Mile out of that.
You got the legal system. The mile and religion.
I don't know what the cross is for, though.
Sleeping with the enemy.
Sleepwalkers.
Sleepwalker. Oh, Gerald's game.
Oh, God. It's horrible. I've never seen that one.
Spider-Man.
Arachnophobia.
Buggy Shop.
It's not dinner. It's not. It may be graveyard shift.
The mist.
I think it's The Mist. They're in the grocery store. There are spiders.
Maybe it's.
We did great. Mist. I like The Mist.
I hated it.
I hated the end of the movie.
That was the worst part of the movie.
Endings are always terrible, but we must end this as well. We've been going for about 40 minutes or so.
That's fine.
And we've got a nice show. We feel like we got a little momentum. Yeah. Let me see if I find one more.
One more. Okay.
Right. One more story.
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
Okay.
So,
we didn't talk about college football. That's what it was.
College football. What's the rankings on college football?
College football playoff polls, it matches a lot of the, I think it's almost identical to the coaches poll. Who do you think's number one, Gary?
Buckeyes.
I don't like that. I don't like that, but that's just fine.
They're undefeated.
Number two.
Indiana?
Yeah.
Probably Indiana.
Yeah. He's Indiana.
Hold on a second. I lost something here.
I agree with that.
Not that Ohio State's done anything to be dropped, but I would put A&M as number one. Better wins.
I think A&M. Yeah, A&M. No, they're not.
I put A&M 3.
Their wins are better.
They are, but
did they almost not lose? They didn't do very well last week, did they?
It's not a who's popular contest. It's
it is when it comes to Ohio State.
Well, Ohio State, Indiana. It was actually dominated. The top was dominated by the SEC and the Big Ten. So Ohio State and Indiana both sitting at 9-0, followed by A&M at 8-0.
Yeah.
Indiana has good wins.
Yeah, Indiana's got great wins.
Good wins.
Indiana does not play Ohio State, right?
Nope.
No, not.
Oh, they
no.
will in the Big Ten.
If they have Big Ten championship.
Same thing with A&M Alabama. They won't play to the Big Ten or the SEC championship, right?
Right. Correct. Yes.
All right. Then follow Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss. So the top six are all from the SEC. Ole Miss has beat Georgia. I'm not sure why Georgia's had Ole Miss.
Georgia is not that good this year.
They've only lost one game to Ole Miss. But if the team that beat you is ranked, why are you?
I thought Georgia lost to Alabama.
Oh, I'm sorry. They beat Ole Miss.
They came back and beat Ole Miss.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I got that wrong. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah,
followed by BYU at 8-0 and Texas Tech, 8-1. Oregon sitting there at number 9. Then these is where you get to those first teams on the outside looking in. You got Notre Dame and Texas at 10-11.
Texas does
Notre Dame has no business. Until they get a conference, I would not allow them in it.
Oklahoma and Utah. Oklahoma's sitting at 12 right now. Yeah, Oklahoma probably wins out. Who do they got left? I know they got Oklahoma State.
I think Texas won't make it. They did have their best game last game.
But Texas has to go beat A&M.
Oklahoma plays Alabama. Oklahoma could get knocked out next week. Then they go to Missouri. Then they play Missouri.
Or are they in if they beat Alabama?
I don't think they'll beat Missouri.
They might not win those two games. So Alabama's Oklahoma is probably right on. They're probably going to get knocked out, which allows Utah, Virginia.
So here's the kicker.
Vanderbilt
could win their way in.
They could. Who they got on their schedule, remain?
They'll have Tennessee.
Tennessee's not that great. Tennessee just got put out like last weekend.
But Tennessee still is a good enough team that'll pump your record up.
Mm-hmm.
They have Auburn that they win easily. They'll beat Kentucky, and then they finish with Tennessee.
Easy. And, they could do that, not be in the SEC championship, and they're locking themselves in.
Yeah.
Still, though, they right now are ranked 16th. Mm. There's going to have to be some things happen for them to get all the way up in that top.
Well, a lot of teams you named who have played.
Oklahoma gets eliminated. Virginia probably gets eliminated. Louisville. They got a good chance of moving on up. Texas, who they got the rest of the way?
So Georgia and Bama are going to play, or Georgia at A&M, or Georgia and
Texas plays Georgia, Arkansas, and A&M. So, no, Texas get eliminated, too.
They're going to lose to Georgia.
They're going to lose Arkansas.
They're going to lose Texas or at Texas A&M.
Arkansas's best player currently is the NFL. He set the record this past weekend. Yeah, y'all see Cam Leonard? Cam Little set the NFL record. He did it in the preseason.
Preseason.
He did. Yeah. All right, Marty, hit that button. We're going to sign off for real this time. And we're going to go backwards. Marty Marr.
Hey, thank you for watching. Hit that thumbs up button if you don't mind.
Gary.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you here and watching.
All right. Glad you joined us tonight. We enjoyed being live. Hope to see you.
Inability to put
Yes.
Jamie.
Hi, guys. I'm small fat. I'll say that.
What they say?
Infinity fat.
No, not quite. They said small fat. Hey, guys, take a time to buy. Hit that like button. Because somebody done took from a outlaw. You know, we live. Take my picture down from the courthouse.
I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall.